so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Hey.
Good morning.
Oh,
it's,
no.
It's not the morning.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not your time of day. Hi, guys.
Hello.
It's an Acquired Taste podcast. I am Sam, and I'm here with my sisters, Bethany.
Hi.
And Kathleen.
Hello.
Who looks like she's holding her cheeks in place for, like, your smile's going to fall off if you don't.
You know when you're at a family dinner and you just want to jump out the window?
Yeah.
What are we doing to you?
And you have to put your fingers in the corner of your mouth so you look like you're happy.
That's you now.
Yes, and Patricia. I'll buy a house soon.
Anyway, sorry. Jeez, today's episode is we each have something for the most part we need to talk about.
Yes. Yeah. I don't have a problem I need fixed. I just am in a significant amount of pain right now. Mm. So I got a new IUD put in today. So the first two times I had it put in and then removed were fine.
Yeah.
I apparently have become a fainter. I was lying on the table and I just suddenly get very, very sweaty and then all of my limbs tingle and then I faint. And this time was just like the pain of coming out and going in was worse than it had ever been. And now my body is like, what did you do?
Wait, you didn't have to go up a size, right? It's not like,
oh my God, Kathy.
It's not like where your bra changes sizes throughout your life.
Nope, same size. But the good news is I don't have to worry about getting pregnant until 2025.
All right.
That's a long ass time.
Yeah.
That's a time. I don't even take the pill anymore. I'm just a very cautious person. So I'm not worried about getting pregnant as far as that goes.
Yeah.
But
guess what though?
There's that 1%.
What are you poking holes in
guess
over there?
Guess what? Well, guess what?
What?
You can be so, so careful.
And yeah, and still get prego.
But stuff still happens.
It's true.
Kathleen dibs on antihood. When Sam gets pregnant by accident?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Dibs on
it. I'm very careful. Uh-huh. I'm very careful. I have math and I have tools.
Sam, yeah. There's still that 1% where...
I know, but it's almost for anything. Like, even if you're on the pill, there's still a small chance.
I'm really shocked I'm not pregnant by now because I'll go a whole day, like, forget to take my pill and I'll take, like, two at once or something. I don't know.
No. So, ladies, you cannot play roulette with your bodies.
I'm not playing roulette. I use a glove.
Oh. Every month when I get my period, I'm like, oh my God, thank God.
It's a small party in your uterus that is empty.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I want to start using the weed tampons.
Come again?
The ones with the oil.
Like the THC oil?
Yeah, the THC oil because.
You put that in your vajay?
Yeah, there's. I haven't done it yet, but I want to. I'm going to have our friend from Seattle send them over.
Ha ha ha.
Because it takes away the cramping, so I won't have to keep taking Midol because I've done research and that's bad over time too.
Oh, so it helps the cramping. I thought it just got you high.
No.
And I'm like, that's a bad idea.
Okay. It definitely gets you high too.
That's when I stick it in my butthole.
Okay,
no,
stop it.
It's the same type of tissue.
Maybe.
Yeah. You definitely get high too. That's why you don't feel the cramps because you're flying high.
I've never smoked anything, so we'll know real fast, real hard.
Okay, well, if you start feeling like everything's going to be okay, then we know something's wrong.
Bethany, would you use marijuana tampons?
No, but also I can't smoke weed or use it.
They're holistic, and I don't smoke either.
No, I just have, I had a really bad interaction once, so okay. I just like don't trust it.
That's fair.
Would you, Kathleen?
Not my vajay. I would smoke it, but I'm not putting that crap in my cooch.
Yeah, it's different. It's the oil. No,
it's not different. Oh my
it
goodness.
Is different.
Oh my God.
Does the oil doesn't get you high, right?
No, the oil doesn't get you high.
Okay. Well, keep us posted, okay?
I will. Can we talk about something else that's awesome?
Yes.
BioClarity.
Bring. I love skincare.
Kathleen, all of us have been using BioClarity for a while.
Yes. So they were a partner of ours a bit back and then we took a break, but now we're back. I actually no longer have my set with me because my sister's skin was so bad when she studied abroad that I had to give it to her and it cleared it up in a couple of weeks. She loves it. So the first step cleanses your skin. The second step treats your skin. And the third step restores moisture to it.
And what I love about BioClarity is that it's all hydrating plant extracts like chamomile and green tea, olive oil, like all things that come from the earth.
Things you can pronounce.
Things that you could cook with.
And their secret ingredient is Floralux, which is a form of chlorophyll. So it nourishes the skin, it soothes away your imperfections and blemishes, and it has antioxidants and anti-inflammatory properties. So you're going to be feeding your skin from the outside in. And... because we love you, we can get you 50% off. I did the math.
Whoa, that's
a
big savings.
That is half off.
I'm going to need a calculator.
Trust me.
So you guys can join us. Get started on healthier habits with your skincare. You go to bioclarity.com and our listeners are going to get their first month 50% off. As Bethany said, that's probably around half of the routine. Plus, shipping is free. It comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. And all you need to do is use our code ACQUIRED.
With a C.
A-C-Q-U-I-R-E-D. That's bioclarity.com. Enter our code ACQUIRED. And BioClarity, we love you very much. See, we've talked about so many natural, holistic things to do for yourself in this podcast so far.
I love it.
Okay, so
Sam, what's your problem?
I'm going to talk about my problem. So be real with me, as you always are, but be tender as well, because
I can't make any promises.
This is a real big issue. Okay. So I did math for the rest of my relationship life, and I can't even maybe start to have a family until I'm about 34, 35.
Okay.
That's what happened to me this week.
Okay.
Okay. I have some follow-up questions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Proceed.
Okay. A, why, what made you think that you wanted to start doing math for your relationship?
So my boyfriend.
We'll call him William.
William.
He wants to get his DPT,
which is what?
Doctorate in Physical Therapy.
Yeah.
So it's a 3-year school.
Okay.
It's very hard.
It's very hard to get into, and it's very hard once you're already in.
Okay.
So he's been applying because his grades were subpar, you know, as far as comparing to everyone applying for the same program. And he was on the waiting list. And last week, no, don't get excited. Don't you close that mouth. Close it.
Okay.
Last week, he got the email. He started a personal bond with the woman from Rutgers. They were emailing back and forth. And she sent him a very polite, sweet email, which I appreciate, to say, just so you know, there hasn't really been any movement on the wait list. And the semester is approaching. So
okay.
That was domino one.
Okay.
She was basically telling him, you're not getting in.
Which was really, really nice of her to let him know.
Right? Yeah. I agree. I love that. So it was going to start in September. So I would be 28. So now he has to apply for next year.
Okay.
So when he gets in, I will be 29. And he wanted to live with a classmate for the first 2 years of school because there's so much studying required that it just makes sense. I get it. My dad did the same thing when he was in medical school. He lived with classmates. So then I'm going to be 29. I'm going to be 30. I'm going to be 31. And then he's going to have his last year residency. I'm going to be 32. And even if we do move in during then, he's going to be super busy still.
Yep.
And I'm going to have to adjust to living to each other. And then if after that it works out, then I will be getting engaged between 32, 33.
Okay.
Then it takes a hot second to plan a wedding, even if you are not a glitz and glamour kind of person. Like, it still takes an amount of time. And then the wedding is done and you've finally started to live together. So you get to know each other.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like 34, 35.
Okay. Yeah. That math checks out.
That happens in a half hour.
Okay. So I did the math with you and it checks out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Holy shit.
Okay. So Kathleen.
Yeah.
Do you have thoughts? Because I have so many thoughts.
Yes. Thank God.
You know, so let me tell you about my parents.
Oh my gosh.
My mom was 28 when they got married. My dad was 30. And he didn't graduate college until 32. And then they didn't have my brother and I until 39 and 40. So you never know.
That is, though, your parents are super, like,
they got very
lucky. They got really lucky. Yeah. Gosh, you know, heaven forbid.
I know.
What if I have trouble getting pregnant in the beginning? Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
So 34 is a totally okay age to have a child. You are not yet considered a geriatric pregnancy until you're 35.
Oh, my God. So I can only have one kid without being a geriatric.
No. So my sister-in-law just had her third baby. She's 35. And she was saying that it's a little bit different when you're over the age of 35 and you have a baby. They do extra tests. But it's usually okay.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and this subject is, it sucks to talk about because there are women who have issues and they're 25 and they're trying to get pregnant. And there are women who have no problem getting pregnant at the age of 43. So it kind of all depends on your body.
I'm scared because I have two cousins who took a really long time to get pregnant. Yeah. One literally took 10 years to get pregnant. She got married really young, so she had the 10 years. But still, there's that. And I have had, you know, unfortunately, as many people have, I've been around family members. There's been a lot of miscarriages. And I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, that's horrifying.
All of this happened at once. Like, I took William out for a beer and this poor guy didn't see it coming. I was like, so.
Oh, dear. Okay.
My womb.
Okay, so now I have a question for you,
yes.
Sam. What did you come up with any solutions as you confronted him with this over a beer?
I told him that I am willing to go out of traditional order for things, but not
and get pregnant tomorrow.
Well, let's
I want to try out the hemp tampons first.
Okay.
But I want to, the one thing that can't be out of order is we need to be living together for at least 1 year before whatever the next step is. Mm-hmm. And it's because, you know how they say, there's that old saying, the first year of marriage is the hardest. Mm-hmm. I believe that to be true, but I think it held more true. Like when it was created, people didn't really live together before they got married.
Right.
So I feel like maybe meshing your life with someone for the first year is what's hardest.
I think you could cut that down to 6 months.
You think?
I'm
very particular.
I was only living with Neil for 6 months before we got engaged.
Yeah, but you lived with him before you met him.
Yeah. He was your roommate by accident for a long time.
Yeah, but just for like half of a summer. So, you know, I think that the first 6 months when you live with somebody is incredibly hard. And I think the older you get, because people have jobs and routines and recipes they like to make. And
yeah, they get set in their ways.
Yeah, the time they like to go to the gym. I think the older you get and the longer you live by yourself on your own rules, it's harder to move in with somebody.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I think that it takes only 6 months to adjust living with somebody. I think if it takes a full year, there might be other issues.
There are. I'm very particular. I'm a whole bunch of other issues.
But is William very particular?
No.
See, so there's that.
No, but thank God he's not particular, because I'm always chewing his ass out for living in my apartment.
The problem is that he's not particular. Like, Sam is a very neat person.
Yes.
Sam came over to my apartment today and she looked at the cat. Has, the cat has clawed a yoga mat that, and I just leave it because.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What is she going to do? Yeah. And I'm not going to throw it away because it's like her favorite thing to claw.
Well, you're a better mother than I am.
And eventually I just got sick of cleaning up all these little rubber blue things. So there's just a pile by my door of little rubber yoga blue pieces.
It gave me anxiety.
Sam looked at it and goes, "You're a better person than I am, because I would have thrown that thing away." And so
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Can I tell you what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking? You've been smiling very big. You look like the Cheshire Cat.
Bless your heart for thinking you have any control over any of this.
Yes.
Like it's you're really, really, really borrowing so much trouble, in the words of my grandma. Don't borrow trouble.
I like that saying.
Yeah. Like, I appreciate planning. I appreciate wanting to know what's coming down the road and trying to be responsible. But I really think that you're really, really borrowing trouble in a way you don't need to.
You might be completely right.
I am completely right. Look,
but like, the math pans out.
No, of course it pans out, but you don't know how you're going to feel in a year. You don't know what's going to happen. You're assuming that everything that you've planned is going to happen exactly the way you've planned it. What if it takes William longer, heaven forbid, to get into grad school? What if he decides he wants to go to a different grad school? What if he experiences something that makes him realize, like, this isn't what I want to do anymore. I want to pursue it in this way. Like, you're making the assumption that every life event is specifically going to happen. What if you guys break up and you've been worrying about this for 3 years, and you break up 3 years from now and you never would have had to worry about it? Heaven forbid you break up. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, none of this. What if you accidentally get pregnant and you were like, you know what? This was the time it was supposed to happen. What if you decide in a year that you want to get pregnant before you get married and everything feels right and it all comes together? I just think that there are so many variables and moving pieces to this. You cannot possibly be planning it out the way. You are just grouchy looking now.
I am.
You literally just rolled your eyes and slumped your shoulders.
I have a solution.
What?
If you just plan your wedding now and William doesn't have any input, then that's all done.
Oh my God, I could Monica him from Friends?
You can.
Okay.
Stop. You have so many bigger problems, Sam.
Let me lay them out for you.
So I feel like that. So you don't worry about that. Like, it is one. Don't worry about it. There are also things you can do. Like, if you want to save up so that you can freeze your eggs in a couple years, like, it's expensive, but you can absolutely make that
so
a thing.
Much. First, I've known two things my whole life. I've known I want to have kids, and I know I want to adopt a kid.
Uh-huh.
So this, it's oddly soothing knowing you want to adopt a child when you're worried about your own biological clock.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
It's kind of nice to know that that's in my future no matter what.
Yeah.
So there's that. But I don't want to be put in a position where, like, my worst personal fear, a family member of mine was forced with that horrible 90s drama choice of choosing between the man of her dreams or having a baby.
Mm.
And that was a choice she didn't see coming. It just happened. She fell in love with someone a couple of years younger than she was, and she was feeling that baby push, and she really, really wanted it. And she broke up with him. She met her husband, and they decided they were going to get married.
the first guy came back, came to her and said, don't marry him. I want to be with you.
Oh my gosh.
She has all this flood of positive emotion. And then she says, I will leave my fiance if you want to get married tomorrow. And he said, I'm still not ready. So my cousin married the second guy that was not her first choice and had a family. And they're beautiful. Like, they love each other very much. I will never unlive that time.
Yeah.
I am so afraid that William gets into school next year and then is in his second year and it's as hard as everyone says it is and he has no time and is working really, really hard and can't move in with me, which I get. And I'm going to be in my early 30s and who knows? You're right. I don't know where I am, where I'm going to want to be mentally. What if I'm even worse? Like, what if I have baby fever?
Can I have a question?
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
Sorry, I just ranted. Yes.
What happens if you, what if you got pregnant sooner?
I would, but I need to live with him first.
Oh, I'll move in and help you take care of the baby.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so lovely. It's no problem.
I'll start crying.
I won't.
No, Bethany won't.
So I will not do that for you at all because I'm not great with children.
But don't you love how I match my jumpsuit with baby's jumpsuit?
So cute.
Right?
Yeah.
Let me just upload my seventh picture of the day. Hold on.
So cute.
Boop, boop.
I hear the panic. I think that this really is something that now that you've addressed it and it's out in the ether, like, now put it in the back of your mind and see what the world comes up with. Life is going to happen. And so the universe is going to bring to you mm-hmm. what you need in the time you need it when it is right.
Yeah. It's beautiful. I don't not believe that. And that's usually me saying things like that to people. But sitting in the own panic, it makes it hard to fully emotionally accept that other than just logically accept that.
Yeah.
And what I gave to him to take away was it's going to be moot to keep talking about this. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
But I told him I would love for you to find a way to consider moving in with me while you were in school.
Yeah. I think that's a helpful way to do it.
Somebody tell a joke.
How about instead of telling a joke, we help improve other people's lives because I'm stuck in this nebulous,
yes,
weird part of my life.
Let's talk about our friends from Beachbody.
Yeah.
I love using their services at beachbodyondemand.com because I can take yoga classes right in my living room.
Which matches your level of socialness.
Yes. Yes. Working out at home is my jam. It's what I prefer to do to stay in shape. And Beachbody has all these cool classes that you can do on demand.
Okay, so Kathleen, what's the last one that you did?
I love the workout program for the 21 Day Fix. They have a legs day that I was limping down the hallway at my office. And
is
people
that
were,
what that was?
Yes, because the workout is so good.
That's amazing. And that's how you know you did a good job and then day two is even worse.
Yeah,
and then you feel great.
You get muscles that you didn't normally have.
Yeah.
So they work for everyone's schedule, which is awesome because half of the difficulty is not the workout itself. It's finding the time to do the workout. They have different programs that are as short as 10 minutes and they don't require any extra equipment. You could just use your body weight. So this is something you could do in your cubicle if you're feeling brave.
Yeah.
You can also do it if you travel for work because it's on your web-enabled TV, your tablet, your smartphone, your Roku, Apple TV, Chromecast, and more. You can access it wherever you are. And basically, in the time that it takes you to drive and park at the gym, you could be finished working out.
We want you, our listeners, to give it a try because we are all about living by your own rules.
Yes.
And with Beachbody On Demand, you don't stick to anybody else's schedule. It's all about you.
Yeah. So get a special free trial membership when you text TASTE to the number 303030. You're going to get full access to the entire platform for free. So that's all the workouts, the nutrition information, and the support totally free. Again, just text TASTE to 303030.
I was about to say, I think students who are older, who sort of have a better grasp on real life experiences and real life adult things that you have to do, when they go to school later in life, they want to erase every distraction that they have in their life. It's so much easier when you live with somebody who can have dinner waiting for you when you get home.
Yeah.
And that person, like, you don't even have to be there when he gets home. You can be somewhere else and you can just leave a plate of hot food in the oven for him.
Right, right.
And you pay the utilities. You know, you make sure all the bills are taken care of and you make sure his workspace, all the water bottles and the coffee cups are thrown away. You know,
like, there's stuff you can do that roommate would not do.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, maybe for 3 years, you guys just live in a quiet place.
Oh my God, I would love to live in a quiet place.
You make no sound.
Yeah.
You can study.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean and that kind. Never
you
mind.
Binge watch TV shows without him because he just doesn't have time to
so
think
about
that.
It's basically my life
now.
I'm so okay with that. And he's receptive to the idea. Now the question is, how does he make you know, Jersey City rent, which is a little more expensive than where he lives.
Ultimately, a decision he's going to have to make. Yeah. But there are pros and cons to living apart and separate, living apart and with your significant other when you're trying to go through grad school.
Right.
And also, you're not using birth control right now, as we've already covered. So you're probably going to get pregnant immediately.
The 1%.
Knock on wood. Just give me a hot second. I'm still trying to figure out how to repop a bamboo plant.
So keep keep us posted, you know, when the baby comes.
It's an interesting problem that you're facing here. I think a lot of people also feel anxiety about their timelines.
The domino effect, it's crazy. It happened so suddenly. Yeah. Where I'm like, oh, he's not getting in this year. Oh, he's not getting in this year. Oh, that's next year. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to walk my kid down the aisle. That's what happened.
You'll be fine.
You're going to figure it out.
Eventually.
Keep us posted.
William. I want to group it all back together just so everyone doesn't think I'm either going to explode or is worried or confused or whatever. This is, I think, just the first time I've been aware of my future ever. I think that's what's happening. I'm very go with the flow, and I've been at an age where none of this stuff has worried me. So I think all of that is happening at once. So I'm just hyper aware. But thankfully, I have a boyfriend who has the same end goal as me. The question is just, how do we get there?
So yeah.
I'm not convincing him of anything, or I'm not telling him to give up anything he doesn't want to, you know. It's just, how do we do this together? Because we both have the same idea. We've just never had the exchange. So that's hard to do for the first time ever.
Yeah, yes, that makes sense.
Bethany and I will both be bridesmaids. Thanks for asking.
Yes. You'll put your foot in your mouth when I make you one, and you don't want to come hang out.
I'm so excited to be in your wedding next year.
When you're pregnant.
When you're
pregnant. As you walk down the aisle.
Oh my God, that would be the cutest jumpsuit for a pregnant
real
woman.
Cute romper.
And the bachelor party is going to have penis gummies everywhere.
No penis anything, please.
Vegan penis gummies?
Ugh. Vegan penis gummies.
Okay, Kathleen, what's your problem?
Okay, so it's actually kind of funny. We were just talking about our partner, Beachbody.
Yes.
In the beginning of the year, I told you guys that I wanted to treat my body better, and I've been doing that with working out.
Yeah.
But there's this whole other nutrition thing that comes in that I have not been following.
This whole other thing called eating well.
And I can be honest with you guys. Sometimes a while ago, a few weeks ago, we were like, let's have a lunch or a dinner meeting. Mm-hmm. And I said, let's have a lunch meeting, because dinner meals are triggers for me, because if I'm really hungry, I tend to make very bad decisions with nighttime eating.
Okay. I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yep.
So I need to feed myself better food.
Yeah.
And I need to drink less
alcohol.
I need to drink less alcohol.
Wait, okay. how often, what does that mean?
I mean, I'm having a glass a night, a glass and a half, but I'm pouring very full glasses.
How many ounces do you think? Because one serving is 5 ounces.
Well, my tolerance is becoming so high now that I'll drink half a bottle and I didn't even realize.
Okay, and that could be on a weeknight?
Okay, and wine is straight up sugar.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I really need to reel it in, because Bethany, once you told me that when you're trying to get healthy, you have to work out, but it's mostly about what you eat, right?
Yeah, if you're, and especially if, I know this isn't your goal, Kathleen, but for people who are trying to lose weight.
Yes.
Losing weight is my goal.
Okay, well, think about.
No, that's exactly you said, yeah.
Think about how hard you would have to work out to cut, to burn 400 calories. You have to work out really hard to burn 400 calories, or you could just not ingest 400 calories by not eating that donut.
This is where I need advice.
Okay.
Because when I hang out with my friends, all we do is eat. We go out to dinner, we drink wine, we get dessert, we do this. And I need to find a way, and I don't know how to say to them, without sounding like an a-hole.
Yeah.
Because I am 30 more pounds now than I am comfortable with. And it's a variety of reasons, stress and other things, that I've gained this weight over the past 5 years. I need to find a way to say to them without, and to be like, hey, I want to hang out, but I don't want to eat when we hang out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's first of all, it's expensive going out to dinner.
For sure.
And then I have a tough time being around other people who are drinking and then not drinking myself.
Right. Yes. That's a, that is a muscle, because I'm the same way. I don't want to drink as much as I used to. And but the second someone orders wine or says, should we order wine? I immediately say yes, because I have not worked that muscle. But the few times that I've said no or said, you know what, I really don't want to drink tonight, I've noticed that the other person more times than not has said, oh, thank God, because I actually didn't really want to either. Or I've been really trying to watch what I drink, or like it. I think
people
that,
take it as like just a social norm rather than something they want to do a lot of the times.
Yeah.
And if they want to, because I've been either person in this situation, if you're out to lunch with one person, I understand it's much harder in a group.
Yeah.
But if you're out to lunch with one person and they're like, hey, do you want a drink? And you say no. If they want the drink because they want the drink, they will still get it. Yeah. And that's okay.
And it's on them to get it. Even if they feel weird, like, oh, I don't want to drink alone. Well, that's on them, not on you.
Yeah. And you'll be fine, too. Have any of your friends? I know it's like it's the same group usually.
Yeah, I have a core group of girlfriends.
Have you guys discussed it at all? Have other people been saying similar things at all? Or do you really feel like you're on an island as far as you haven't picked up on anything from anyone else like
no,
this?
No, I'm kind of on an island. Like, I don't think anybody else in my group is on this health kick. Mm-hmm. And it's always dinners. Mm-hmm. Dinners. I need to find a way to say to them, like, hey, can we, like, go for a walk and get a cup of tea?
Well, okay, I think that there's a couple things you can do. One, if you don't want to be vulnerable about the getting healthy thing, you can make it about money. And say, look, I really am on a budget right now and our dinners are expensive.
Yeah.
Could we make it something like coffee or tea, you know, just so I can sort of rein in the spending?
Yeah.
That's one way to do it. The other way, I think, is to really make it about you and say, you know what, I'm really trying to get healthier. And mm-hmm. so if we go out to eat, can we either choose a healthier place or, you know, I'm not going to drink just because I'm trying to get healthier. Like, you don't have to make it about weight loss or about them and saying, like, you guys, we always do this thing, or you always want to go to a restaurant that's, you know, high fat or whatever. You can really make it about getting healthy. And that's not something anyone can argue with.
And I don't think you should ever mention the phrase weight loss because that's moot. It doesn't matter. This is really a health wellness thing, even though part of your goal is like, you know, I've gained an amount of weight that makes me feel uncomfortable. That has nothing to do with that. Yeah. But I think rather than approaching it, like, how many people? Give us a number. Like, how many?
I mean, like, there's like 10 girls in my group. And so that's 10 birthdays a year plus every time we hang out.
That's going to be a lot of cooks in the kitchen. So I think you're going to have to do your due diligence and maybe come up with the ideas before you say that you're kind of changing things. Like, you could just show up to the next dinner and you can make a small change for yourself that's going to be empowering and kind of set the tone. And when they're all drinking, just be like, oh, not for me, you know, you're out to dinner, but I'm not drinking tonight, guys. I've been way overdoing it on the sugar with alcohol.
Or you don't even have to announce it.
But when they give it to you, I mean,
yeah, that's true.
It's gonna get addressed if they're like, why aren't you drinking?
I should just be like, is there a baby in there? I don't know.
But like, the nice thing too with like 10 people is that you can sort of disappear a little bit and everyone might not notice what you're ordering or not ordering.
So my first test is going to be book club on Friday. And I think I'm just going to show up with like a case of La Croix.
Yeah.
LaCroix.
Yeah.
And just pound them.
I mean, another thing you could do too is because there's so many of you, you could get one person privately on your side.
Yeah.
Like, is there someone you trust more than the others?
Yes, there is.
If you could get that person and just say, like, hey, I'm really worried about like everyone kind of ganging up on me or pressuring me, would you mind if they do standing up for me or know that I'm going through this? That way they can help
diffuse a situation. Diffuse it. Yeah, if there is one.
Can you pinpoint this a little bit more? Because we've hit on several different things. What is a fear? Are you afraid, like you've kind of mentioned, it's a little bit of the willpower, like you want to steer away from that?
I'm most afraid of my own willpower because
that's
none.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Absolutely none.
That's what you have to work on most.
And I have the ability to make healthy decisions all day until I sit down to a restaurant at dinner at night and everybody around me is ordering plates of macaroni and cheese and I'm gonna order like the steamed cod and the asparagus and I'm like, damn it.
So it's partly, it's a small part, everyone else's reaction. At yeah. least most of it is you, is yeah. how you think you're
yeah.
going to. Okay.
It's, yeah, mostly my willpower, but then also, yeah, just reactions from people that are like, oh, Kathleen's such a pain in the ass.
You don't want to like be the killjoy.
She's always asking us to go to someplace healthier.
But you're not. Or, you know
but
what?
But I will be.
You can. And you're allowed to do that, but yeah. you don't always have to phrase it as what it is. You know what I mean? Like, there are, we're in New York right now. The three of us are in New York, and healthy is trendy right now, whether it's for the right or the wrong reasons. Yeah. It doesn't yeah. matter. It's great. So there are so many different places. If you can do a little bit of research and just, I found a new hip place.
I found a vegan place.
That's going to work at least a couple times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you can work on taking down the amount that you want to drink with your friends. And you can also, if it's not restaurant culture you want to be around, instead of just saying to a bunch of people, hey, maybe we could do fewer restaurants and leave it there. That's kind of like putting it that nothing's going to happen. No one's going to be like, let me take this one, Kathleen, Google, 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 Google.
Yeah.
So maybe you come up with, hey, I saw this really cool thing I think we should do. Blank.
And it's like, an event, yeah.
Groupon's offering it for blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
This hike I did with my friend, you know, yeah. we got to go do it. It's there are different little things you can do that when you put them together, you're going to make a huge lifestyle change.
Also, Kathleen, this is your time as well. You're yeah. spending your money.
Yeah.
You get to take up space and say what you need. This isn't about bending as much as you possibly can to make sure no one gets upset.
You're right.
Like, if they get upset, then you don't hang out with them. Yeah. Like, it's just about, you have to live with yourself and in your body. They don't. So you get to choose what's right for you. And guess what?
Yeah.
They have to deal with it or not deal with it, but like you get to take up space.
I know you know that.
I know that.
It's just hard to deal with the social repercussions when it's there. But is there one, like, just like there's one person you know you can attach to, is there one person in particular you're worried about their reaction?
I mean, we're big drinkers. We're yeah. just a drinking group. We love our wine.
Yeah.
Well, and you can also, you know, you can also...
I'm just going to start telling everybody I have allergies to everything.
I mean, that's also... But I mean, there's also like things you can do where you don't have to cut it out completely. You can... You know you love a spritzer.
Yeah.
You can like...
A white wine spritzer.
Yeah. You can like order a half a glass of wine with a glass of sparkling water in it. Like just... And that will cut it down by 50.
It's hard in the summer because everybody's mm-hmm. like, outdoor drinking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bring a bottle of sparkling water and pour it into your wine.
Like, I started doing vodka yeah. water, but I don't know if I want to tell you to do that because you said your tolerance went up. So my I don't want you to pound four vodka waters.
Guys, my tolerance is so high now.
Yeah.
Maybe, Kathleen, if you be having a drink every night at dinner, that's just you. Cut that out first.
I need to cut that out.
That has nothing to do with your friends.
That's a habit.
That's a good
point. It'll lower your tolerance a whole crap ton by default when you are hanging out with your friends. Yeah. Maybe no more drinks alone.
If any of our listeners out there made big life changes in terms of health and working out and food, how did you address it with your friends? I need advice.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how like the friends who build us up can be the friends we're terrified to tell the truth to?
Yeah.
It's a problem. Yeah. I have one friend who's on a fitness journey, and they said that they let themselves eat whatever they want if it's in a social setting. But if they are alone, they don't drink. If they're alone, they don't eat crap.
Yeah.
And so that way, all right. So how often do you guys hang out, Kathleen?
A lot.
I mean, like, is it once a week, twice a week?
Yeah, like twice a week.
Twice a week. Okay.
Three times a week.
Think about how different it would be twice yeah. a week eating like that versus having your drink every single
night.
Like, you can also do a lot of things yourself.
You have to, yeah, make healthy solo decisions. And once you start doing that, and let's be honest, you have, you know, you put things out on social media. It's part of your job.
Mm-hmm.
Once you also start flashing that out there, there's going to be less to explain to your friends. They're going to see it. They're going to know Kathleen's out there living a healthier lifestyle.
I'm just going to send out calendar invites for everybody to come jazzercising with me every yeah. Thursday night.
Yeah.
And we just walk the streets of Hoboken.
No, I think you can do this.
Listening to John Mayer and moving our hips.
Can I get a calendar alert from you that says Kathleen invites you to eat a carrot?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let us know how you're doing, okay? Keep us posted on that.
Thanks, guys.
You're strong enough to do this.
You are.
And you are a very healthy person. I think there's just like little tweaks you can make, and I think you're going to be okay.
I feel like starting it's going to be the worst of it. And then you're going to start feeling different. You're going to start feeling better, and you're going to be like, I can say no to this. And then you're going to start loving that.
And probably sleeping better, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You really are. I think Sam's right. You're going to feel better and you're going to be more motivated.
It's going to be just as rewarding as a nice, bold glass of wine.
I wish.
We have some people to say thank you to. We got some amazing letters. By the way, we got, I think, an email or something from someone who said, hey, I heard you say your P.O. box, but I missed it. Can you repeat it?
Yeah.
You can also rewind the podcast.
You can?
To hear it again.
To hear.
Bethany, you're so sassy.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying to be rude.
That's
I'm just saying,
not
like,
her sassy face.
A gentle reminder that you can also rewind if you miss any information that we give you.
Do we have our podcast? Do we have our P.O. Box information on our Instagram?
I don't think so.
Oh, you know what? I should put it up there.
Let's put it on the tag. Poor Kathleen, you know what, by it default, is? Does all the web stuff.
I think Instagram only gives you a certain amount of space.
Yeah, it does.
So I'll finagle that. I'll play with it. So we got some amazing packages in the mail. First off, we want to say thank you to Brett and Nicole. They sent us some amazing coasters.
Oh, they're so great. They're made out of wine corks.
Oh, no,
they're
Kathleen.
They're so beautiful.
You're going to love putting your sparkling water on those wine cork coasters.
Damn it. They're getting married in Florida, and they sent us a lovely wedding invitation. And actually, the letter was from Brett, and he's like, yes, I'm a guy I listen to on a Acquired Taste podcast.
Shout out.
He's the one who made the coasters. They're very cool, and we put a picture of them on our Insta story if you want to see. And then Anna, what did she send us?
She sent us stickers.
I love a sticker.
With like cats with different visors, sunglasses, and donuts.
Donuts and cupcakes.
Oh, yeah.
And we got snail mail from our listener, Steph.
Yes.
She's doing this challenge in June where she sends a piece of snail mail out to somebody every single day.
Fabulous.
Yep. And Rebecca in Richmond. Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up, girl?
We're thinking of you.
Yeah, we love you.
That was a really lovely
big
letter.
Transition. Yeah. She's doing great.
And the last but not least, the puppy.
Yeah, Laura and her pup, Sophie. She's so cute.
Her mini Aussie.
Yeah, she has a Dogstagram. You can follow her at mini Aussie Sophie.
That dog, if I want to put it in my mouth. So I don't care how weird that
you know,
is to say.
We should so start cute. A photo album of all the pet pics and the baby pics that people send
we
us.
We hang them up.
We do. We have a cork board.
Yeah.
We hang them up.
We're going to need a bigger studio.
I know we ran out of cork board space. Thank you so much for listening. Please do us a favor if you haven't already. Can you go on iTunes or wherever you listen and rate, review, and subscribe? We would love you guys to do that.
It makes a huge difference in terms of how many people can discover us.
Yes. And our favorite feedback we've been getting so far is a lot of people are going through these life transitions. They're moving, and people seem to like us during those times, which is great because that's what we're here for. So if maybe you have a friend who's moving and can use a couple of, we're like those weird little imaginary creatures on your shoulders.
Yeah, we got you.
Ear friends, share us.
We got you.
We're shareable.
Should we go around and say what we learned this week?
Yes
we should.
I forgot.
I can go first.
Okay.
I discovered a new podcast that I've now been listening to.
Oh, cool.
It is, my girlfriend Kelsey asked me, do you listen to Las Culturistas? And I said, no. And she said, you need to. So it's these two incredibly funny guys, Bowen Yang and Matt Rogers. They are so funny. And they basically talk about various pop culture things, and they always have these really funny guests, and every episode they do this bit called I Don't Think So Honey, where they just rant for a minute about something in culture that they just disagree with.
I love that. I don't think so, honey.
Yeah, and like one was like, you know, they run out of cold brew at Starbucks too early in the morning, and like
I hate that.
I know, and it's, you know, some what they railed against Neil Patrick Harris. They like,
oh,
so
no.
Oh,
not
yeah.
NPH.
Yeah, after you hear about it, you're like, oh, I also will rail against it.
Really?
NPH.
His
oh yeah.
Twins are the cutest.
Yeah, also he's a little problematic. But
wait, can you spell Las Culturistas for me?
LAS.
Can you
okay.
say it? C-U-L.
Uh-huh.
T-U-R.
Uh-huh.
I-S-T-A-S.
Thank you.
Las Culturistas. So listen to them. They're so, so funny. And it's just really friendly, uplifting, very funny guys and their guests who kind of take you through your day. I love them.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. What about you, Kathleen? What'd you learn this week?
So I just spent a week in Virginia with my brother, and your
hot brother.
So some people, their happy place is like the beach or their bed or the couch, whatever. My brother's happy place is Whole Foods.
That's so nice.
So I was in Whole Foods with him a lot this week, and I discovered this very cool thing. So Whole Foods has this whole promotion with Prime, if you're a Prime member. So what you do is you download the Whole Foods app and you log in with your Amazon Prime ID, and you get special deals all over the store that only Prime members can get.
I didn't know that.
Secret society.
Yes, and there's like these yellow stickers, and you get things for significantly cheaper.
What?
Yeah, like I shaved like $10 off my bill.
You're blowing up this club.
I know.
And at Whole Foods, that'll buy you half an avocado water. Yes. $10.
So I've been big on the Whole Foods app. And before we started this podcast, I presented you guys with these cake cups. Yes. All you had to do was add hot water and pop them in the microwave. But Bethany doesn't have a microwave.
No, I'm like a pioneer woman.
So we boiled some water and we just ate cake goop,
which was delicious.
It was delicious.
Before you stuck it in the oven.
Yes, it was so good. That was 50% off with my Prime membership.
Nice. Cake at a bargain.
And to boot, I want to share a proud daughter moment, because I got a text from my mom this weekend that was like, I went to Whole Foods and used my Prime app to get the discount, and then I paid with Apple Pay.
Whoa, your mom's a millennial.
Can you believe that? She paid with Apple Pay and used her Whole Foods app to get the discount.
Your mother is on fleek.
I'm amazed.
Bitch is on fire.
We love you, Mama Web Girl.
How about you, Sam?
I learned that whenever you have a chance to completely blindside someone with a talent of yours, do it. So, William,
are you eating bananas for money again?
Can you blame me? I'm trying to have a kid here.
I have no cooth. I'm so sorry.
So William is a very good trumpet player, but I was with him and a group of people for the 4th of July where I was the only one who knew that. Mm-hmm. So we were sitting around the lake to watch the fireworks getting lit off throughout the, you know, different houses or docks or whatever. It was a very intimate, cute thing. And then William goes, I have my trumpet in the car. Should I just bring it out? We could play the national anthem or something.
Yes.
Yeah, but no one knew he could actually play. So you see your friends look back and forth and their polite face go, Yes, you do that.
Awesome. Buddy.
Trumpet, national anthem.
It's
cool.
Like his party trick.
Yeah.
He was so good when he pulled that out, and he's like clearing the spit from the thing. Everyone's looking at him. I hear people behind me laughing. I'm like, wait till he starts.
Yeah.
He let it
rip. So nobody knew that he's a real musician.
No one knew he's a real musician.
These aren't real friends. By the way, real friends know you play the trumpet.
They're my real friends. They're third layer real friends.
Oh, gotcha.
So it was amazing. And the fireworks were happening around the lake by people, you know, with matches. It wasn't like a professional show. Everyone stopped and a couple places waited for him to get to the end.
Oh my god!
The next day, when the town newsletter, there was a thank you to the mystery trumpet.
Yes.
Amazing. Yep. I love it when like strangers come together for something like that. That's incredible.
And it was so great because he's so low key personality wise. So it was so fun. Like it was like watching a little kid beam with self pride.
He's like Mr. Low Key Perfect Pitch.
Yeah.
He was so happy that everyone was so happy, but he didn't want to seem that happy.
Yeah.
It was great. So if you got something that you're skilled with, take a page out of William's book. Don't be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Bring it to the table.
Love that.
If I whipped out my flute at a firework, people would just be like, please put it away. Bethany would probably, you'd probably be pretty good.
I'd bring out my clarinet.
I would love that.
I'll play a little clarinet.
You know what, Bethany? I challenge you. The next party you go to, you bring your clarinet.
I will. What? By gosh.
Next party?
That could be like in the year 2000.
Oh, yeah. There I mean, it's sweet. I never have to like follow up.
So at my wedding.
Okay.
Or your baby shower.
Okay, that too.
All right. That just comes next. Well, I'll be there.
So if you want to follow us on Twitter, it is at Acquired Podcast.
And Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
Search us on Facebook, an Acquired Taste Podcast, or you can find our P.O. Box. It is an Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
And next week, we're thinking maybe it's a good time to do some listener advice, get some fourth mic in there. So if you have interesting problems, definitely send us an email at acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
Oh, guys, we love you so much. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.